Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 75, currently 60, cloudy skies in Parkville.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this World Post Day?
World what day?
Post Day. Shout out to all the post office workers.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need that. Hey, we need that. Look, we got two legends on the show this morning, D. Brandy, yes. And Monica.
Yes.
And we got a shot at $1,000 and some free fall cash, too, D.
And we giving away them tickets on deck. Listen up.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning Throwback Thursday. The opportunity today to prepare the way for tomorrow. Because of what you choose in the present, you can arrive in the future fully prepared to make the most of it. Yes, you must spend some effort just getting through right now. Yet, you can also add some extra effort and make yourself better able to prosper in the time ahead. When you invest that effort well before it's necessary, it will yield more valuable and abundant outcomes. Prepare the way now and ignite a virtuous cycle in which you're better able to further prepare the way again and again. Consider all that you would like to accomplish, then consider the steps you can take immediately to facilitate those accomplishments. Though you won't achieve immediately, you can begin immediately. And the more decisively you begin, the more likely you are to get the whole thing done. Right now is your chance to prepare the way. Act on it and build yourself some unstoppable momentum. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
627, high of 75, currently 60, cloudy skies in Blue Springs. She'll be coming to the town October 26th, opening for Brandy and Monica, but right now she is reacting to her fiance, Donovan Mitchell, calling her his piece. Check it out by Coco Jones.
It is sometimes crazy to believe that he's real. He's amazing inside and out. Great guy, great character. And it's just a blessing to meet somebody who is great.
Woo! You are so happy.
I'm like,
I'm embarrassed. Next topic.
D, how does it feel to meet somebody who's great?
I don't know. Shout out to Coco Jones, though. She seems really ecstatic. I love that for her. So that, you know, shout out to her, and I'm excited. Hopefully we get invited to the wedding. That's all we need. Hustle and Shine in the morning, we there.
For sure, DJing and hosting.
Hello.
Yeah, we'll send you an invoice.
And other news, rapper Bia speaks on Cardi B's diss from her new album. They've been going back and forth. Cardi responded to Bia after over a year of Bia's original diss. But Bia also challenges Cardi to the studio.
And what am I supposed to do? Keep rapping with Partisan? Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta like let that go. If she wanna get on the stream or she wanna like get in the booth with me in the real life and like really rap and do it for real, like I would do it.
I love Bia.
Like Bia?
Oh yeah.
I like her swag.
Yeah, she's raw.
Yeah, so shout out to her. I would be interested to see that, but what do you do when somebody doesn't write their lyrics? Do you just keep going back with the ghostwriter?
Look at you with the shade.
No, that's not shade. That's just what it is. You can look at the credits. Every single song on the album has Jordan Thornton. Jordan Thornton is Partisan Fontaine.
You and the bars have been doing your research.
That's regular.
Here you go. You deserve this.
Yeah, that train has left the station.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A U.S. woman's lifetime risk of breast cancer is 1 in 8. And breast cancer death rates are 40% higher among black women. Men can get breast cancer too. Early detection is key. Learn more about risk factors, prevention, and screenings at cancer.org.
I don't know if you've been hearing about these scamming stories, but unfortunately, it's getting a little too close to home, especially North Kansas City. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is trying to track down a scammer that tricked a local man out of $120,000 over the course of several months.
They build up a relationship with these folks, and it becomes an emotional relationship. They start small, like in this case, they start asking for gas money, then for some pricier car repairs. She needed to sell her mother's house, but she had to pay these back taxes on it and needed his help paying those taxes and said she would pay him back when the house sold. A lot of these folks are overseas. They can digitally cover their tracks, make it look like they're at one IP address when they're really at another.
That's the oldest trick in the book. Your mama gonna be homeless messing around with me. You gonna come up short, okay? I ain't giving you nothing. Y'all, what? You falling for these?
You gotta also remember, it also might be, it depends on your age, where things might seem real. You got AI out there because this victim was 61 years of age. So what I would say is if you have a family member or your uncle or auntie or elderly, make sure every now and then you checking in on them to just to see what you doing with your money. You ain't found nobody on TikTok because this man found this person on TikTok. That already is a red flag.
Make sure they ain't lonely. Because
they gonna get to clicking.
They gonna get got, somebody sweet talking out of, you know, out of your inheritance. You know what I'm saying? So you need to watch out for yourself.
Now your trust fund, yo.
Okay. I'm just saying, look, and I know there's somebody out there listening right now that's like, oh my God, somebody got licked. The lollipop got licked.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnett J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gen.
Shout out to all the cousins in that hustle and shine. Shout out Lino. It's going crazy today. Shout out to Kimora, a KU freshman. Big love to you, Rock Chalk. You know, always love. I love the colors of KU, by the way. Shout out to Sanaya and Zane, the DMV Dance Divas. Shout out to our cousin Rich Harris, always sending us some love. Zoe, shout out to Shaquilla Douglas from Turner. And also, big love to Kyrie. That was sent over from your mama, Kiera. Much love. JC Harmon High School. We got a bunch of the family that's over there doing their job, doing they big one for sure. Shout out to Pops James Cravens. That was sent over from your daughter, Tiffany. And then last but not least, a big shout out to Washington High School football coach Cameron Smith. He was awarded the Coach of the Week honor by the Kansas City Chiefs. That is dope. That's major. Shout out to Washington High School.
Yeah, big love to all the cousins tapping into Hustle and Shine. We love and appreciate you, man, for sure. Now, Missouri's Republican Attorney General is trying to get the medical records of Planned Parenthood patients who had abortions. officials who oversee clinics in Kansas City and St. Louis said in legal filings. The fight over the subpoenas is playing out in a lawsuit filed last year by Planned Parenthood, Great Plains, the abortion provider's affiliate for Kansas City, and the Great Rivers, the affiliate for St. Louis. Planned Parenthood officials argue that the state's restrictions violate an amendment to the Missouri Constitution narrowly approved by voters in November to protect abortion rights. Y'all know we voted for that. Mm-hmm. The Missouri Attorney General's office, they issued subpoenas starting in late August to two employees at a Kansas City Planned Parenthood affiliate and a physician contracting with it, and two former board members with the St. Louis area Planned Parenthood affiliate. That's according to the court filings last month. And so one filing seeking to squash the subpoena said the attorney general demanded patient records, reports on adverse events, and communications about patient care, along with clinical protocols, equipment maintenance records, contract documents, and records related to compliance with state requirements. Man, they trying to get all that information to put an extra set of eyes on people. So, you know, this abortion policy has been in flux nationally since, 2022, yeah, when the Supreme Court decision overturned Roe v. Wade. You know, in Missouri, again, we voted for what we voted for, mm-hmm, but now they trying to
change it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Are you really listening to the people of Missouri? Are you really listening to your constituents? Wake up.
Very much valid question.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724, high of 75. Currently, it is 59, partly cloudy skies at Minor Park. About over a year ago, Judge Mathis and his wife Linda had a three-week separation. She had filed for divorce, and though he reveals that they never truly separated since neither one of them left the home, Linda now shares that they're doing better.
You know, I supported him always. And at that time, I felt I needed to just take care of me. And in that year, we did a lot of work, learned each other again. We had enjoyed our time doing that each and every day. And it's just been progressively just great. I mean, I'm just, every day it's been just wonderful.
Yeah, man, just had she be back. Just had to break her off.
All right.
That's all you had to do, dog.
Sometimes you do just need a reset. Maybe I just need to take a couple. I feel like people should take a week away from each other and see if you miss each other and just kind of reset. I think that'll be good I think that's good. You know, something like that. You're funny.
Look, man, sometimes you just be needing a little reprieve. We'll say that, a little reprieve. You
know
what
I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that.
We all love our spouses. We all love, I'll speak for the fellas, we love our wives. Mm-hmm. But Lord have mercy, sometimes.
It's a lot of us. Don't say it too hard, or she gonna pull up and call up her.
This is a mess.
We gonna switch over into the Rolling Stone. Their greatest songs list of the 21st century has just dropped, and it has a lot of people turning their heads, wondering who made this list. And then, of course, there's some people that's like, I like it. So, some honorable mentions coming in at number 25: Jay-Z with 99 Problems, D'Angelo. How does it feel at 24? I like that. And we gonna shoot down the list. Drake is, of course, on here. Kendrick Lamar. Beyonce's number three with Crazy in Love. And then coming in at that number one spot is Missy Elliott with Get Your Freak On. Get Your Freak On.
How many millennial middle-aged white women did they have on this panel that picked
this
song?
But this is, you gotta have an open mind. This is the thing. Bruh. If you're speaking from a hip-hop and R&B lens, I understand why you just made that noise that just... Somebody just said, be chill. But if you're looking at around the world, that is one of those songs that you can play amongst a lot of different cultures.
I don't care about around the world. We are we in the United States.
Hip-hop
was born here. And when's the last time you played
New York?
When's the last time you? I'm saying it in the United. When's the last time you played this anywhere?
I think if I play Missy, I normally play working.
You don't listen to this in your free time. Stop.
Song do you think should have made it then?
I don't know. Good question. Run this on me. Not this. Come on, come on, y'all.
You would probably pick something that wouldn't make sense either. I just have a strong sense that it would be something that's so left field. everybody, me and the cousins, would be like,
I would pick this.
Get your freak on.
You might as well pick Who Let the Dogs Out or something. Like,
it would need, but that's the thing. This is like on that level to me. This is one of those universal songs that all cultures can get with. You got to think about that.
What? How many middle-aged millennial white women did they have on this panel?
Yeah, that's probably, that probably swooped in and won the day. So shout
Stop
out to Missy Elliott.
So much.
Love you. We love you. You know, love to have you on the show, Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Coming out for your free reading.
Hello.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103.
Good morning.
Good morning.
D, it's not every day that we have not only one, but two R&B legends on our show this morning. Brandy and Monica, they decided to get up and hustle and shine this morning. Are we serious?
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Love the energy.
So excited to have you all on the show. Two powerhouses that have won a Grammy together. Brandy, of course, you being that vocal Bible and you teaching us Almost Doesn't Count. And Monica, you being known for making us feel every single lyric. I mean, you taught us to kick down them doors and smacking up some chicks. You know, a lot of people might have some cases on them because of that.
Not cases.
Look, a couple cases, but they gonna make sure they show up at the 26th because you all will be in the town in Kansas City for the Boy Is Mine tour. And the hot topic has been the dress code. I know, Monica, you posted about kind of being fly, the fly boss girl. Could you talk to that and what kind of led to that dress code even being a viral sensation as it is now?
Well, wait a minute. Here's the thing. They asked us, what was the dress code? What are we doing, sis? What's up, auntie? What are we doing? And we were actually shooting for a couple of other surprises that we have coming. And we both were in almost like suit vibes, like, but we didn't mean after five evening wear, guys. We meant make it your own. That means if it's a white collared, you know, shirt, loose fitted tie, shorts, over the knee boot, sneakers, slacks, or blazer with jeans, or anything that you think of, make it you. But we also didn't feel like it was mandatory. It wasn't something we volunteered. It was a question that was asked and we sought an answer for. So I think that was the confusion. You come as you are. This to me is, this is like the R&B church. We're going to have a good time. You come as you are. Whatever you feel, that's what you do. Just don't come in them white shoes. Please don't come in them white shoes.
You still got those shoes, by the way.
Well, listen, I have retired mine. I just cannot escape the memory of it. But I have a sense of humor. I find it so interesting that people have truly hung on to a moment that was the least most prevalent in my mind if I think of Before You Walk video and what it took. For me, the memory is being harnessed to that roof in almost 100 degree weather for hours and hours and hours. And the shoes never crossed my mind. So you see how that works? The audience gets to take from it what they want whenever you create.
I don't know. I love me a good pair of white shoes. Boy Is Mine tour with Brandy and Monica coming to Kansas City on October 26th. And you all have extensive legendary catalogs. And Brandy, I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask both of you this question. I want to start with Brandy. Brandy, is there a song in Monica's catalog that you wish would have been yours? And Monica, if you could you answer the same question as far as Brandy's catalog?
Angel of Mine.
Okay.
Fire.
You got a couple though, but Angel of Mine is my favorite.
Monica, you got one?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, He is like...
Ooh, that's a cold one right there, boy.
That's my song.
Yeah, these lines.
That's my song right there. I absolutely love it. But the thing is that I love the way she sang it so much. I can't even imagine my voice, but I would have taken that song, I stopped, dropped, and rolled if she had said, take this one. You know, it's just one of those songs. It's so timeless, but most of her music is. I mean, her catalog is impeccable. So, but He is the one. And it could be resonating most for me now because of where I am in life, but it's on constant repeat.
We're excited for the 26th of you all being in the town at the T-Mobile Center. Two R&B legends in the stage. Look, we've been waiting on this since The Boy Is Mine was created. So we're excited that you are doing this and hoping that you all have a great time on this tour. I know you're kicking it off on the 16th, but we're excited to see you on the 26th.
Thank you. Yes. We're looking forward to it. I have not been to Kansas City in forever.
We got some barbecue waiting on you. Come on now.
We ladies. Can't eat that before we sing. Don't try to
hit us up after. Look, we'll be in the green room. We got you after, girl.
Yeah, we got y'all for sure.
26, we'll be there.
Ladies, have a good one. Thank you for joining Hustle and Shine in the morning and continue to be a blessing. Can't wait to see you in KC.
Bye-bye. Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Join Hot 103 Jams and give it hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Driving Expo, Saturday the 18th at MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way, noon to 3 p.m. Please support the drive by donating new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. Your donations will be distributed to the domestic violence shelters and survivors, as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. All the details you need, head on over to givinghopeandhelp.org. D, I hope you're hungry, because it is Black Feast Week. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Celebrating Black-owned restaurants in Kansas City.
Love it.
And just trying to encourage the community to dine local. And the week-long event started by the Kansas City Defender last year, who created... after organizers saw that more Black-owned restaurants are closing their doors, D. So we got to go out and support, man. You know, just trying to expand the visibility and sustainability. Yep. So 20 restaurants are participating this year. I know a couple of them. I think Niecy's is one. And District...
Fish and Pasta
yes.
House.
Yes. Oh, they are fire over there on 63rd Street.
I know exactly
you
where.
Listen, gotta go.
I've had plenty of my cousins be like, cousin, you gotta stop by District Fish and Pasta. And I love some good pasta. So yeah, one of these days I'm gonna have to fly over there for real.
You know I don't even like pasta.
Yeah, because it's
none
Italian.
Of that stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Naomi has some. She has some on a little fork or something. I was like,
Oh, so you be, like, oh, you be stealing her food.
Bro, look, they done don't get me started on that. My food is her food. So
right, okay.
But nah, look, all the restaurants they got on list of fires. Check out the KC Defender for all the restaurants that are participating.
Yeah, definitely finna get into that.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 75, currently 59, mostly cloudy skies in the Power and Light District. Congratulations to NBA legend Allen Iverson on his recent sober journey.
Best decisions that I ever made in my life was to stop drinking. It's 6 months now.
Wow. How you feeling?
Better than I did when I was doing it. And the more and more I see how the people around me appreciate it, I love it.
I stopped drinking after Memorial Day 2020. Stopped drinking hard alcohol. I'll drink a beer now. You know, I'll down a couple beers. But no, hard liquor, I can't do it no more, man. I'm good. So I feel great. I feel 10, 15 years younger than what I'm supposed to be.
Makes a lot of sense. That clear mind is definitely a different thing, especially if you have alcoholism in your family. One of the Life Ring lines, if you're interested in reaching out, is 1-800-811-4142. Switching over to Dolly Parton. Somebody was trying to make it seem like she was dying, and that somebody was her sister. Her sister asked for prayers, and it kind of sent everybody in America in a frenzy. So here's Dolly clearing it up.
Well, today's October the 8th, and obviously I'm here for Country Western. Say, I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate. And I appreciate your prayers, because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers.
Sound like them teeth about to fall out.
Don't do Dolly. She just been working hard, you know, 9 to 5, so I get it. Shout out to Dolly, though.
Look at you.
Love you, auntie girl.
And she sound like Jerry Jones, too.
Don't do her like that.
She do.
Sick.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those nurturing, honest, and social Libra.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to reality star Sharon Osbourne. Happy heavenly birthday to rock singer and one of the Beatles. Happy heavenly birthday to John Lennon. A big happy heavenly birthday to wrestler Eddie Guerrero. A major happy birthday to gospel rapper Lecrae. Sending over a birthday shout out to singer and member of the R&B duo Jhené. Happy B-Day to Jean Norris Bailey. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to actor, martial artist, musician, and director known for his main character role in Everybody Hates Chris. Happy birthday to Tyler James Williams.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Cassandra Hargrove, Madison Ann, and Ressa Joe. Sending birthday love to Diana Smith, Aletha Goodhall, and Tavalo Lamar. Happy birthday, Paul Smith II, Tiana Monet, and everybody else born on October 9th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
My name is Simone.
Hey, Simone. What you doing?
Just dropped some kids off. Got my wife a full tank of gas.
Mm. Ooh, you feeling good.
I have to get some calls. Yes, I'll be calling to get these tickets.
Okay, Cloud, you got your gas tank on F. But what that check engine light looking like?
It need a little fixing. It go good. Ooh, right on time.
It's all good, cousin. Look, we got a chance to hook you up to go see Brandy and Monica at the Boy Is Mine tour, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yes.
Stay without me, you couldn't make it through the day that I shame. And maybe you misunderstood, because I can't see how we could want to change something that's so good. All my love is all in time.
You need to give it up.
Had about enough. It's not hard to see. The boy is mine. I'm sorry that you seem to be confused. He belongs to me. The boy is mine. Tickets is yours.
You got to see Brandy.
She's so loud, she's breaking the phone up, D.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
You good, cousin.
Yeah, do you. Celebrate.
I'll be trying to get called in. Oh, you guys so much.
That's what we call patience. It is a virtue. But who you going to take with you?
My wife and maybe my sister.
All right.
Shout out to Trap Shells and my babe. Her name is Maeve. She works at Trap Shells at the Jones Effect.
I know that's right.
Y'all go show her some love, and my homeboy Chris.
You done messed up recently, huh? That's a lot of
jeopardy. We gotta get out here and get this money.
I know that's right for the family.
All
right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams. Okay, thank y'all.
Making that real money.